So I was at this festival in Poland, and the name of this festival, it happens, first of all, in the northern part of Poland by the Tri-Cities, they like to call it in Poland. That's Gdańsk, Gdynia, and Sopot. And the festival takes place in Gdynia, and it's one of my favorite places and moments in time to be in the world. Like, if I had to die somewhere and I died at Opener Festival in Poland, know that I died with a smile on my face. Now, I was at a festival, and it was actually one of the first times I got to fully take place in the full 4-day festival. And the festival is called Opener. And as I get to the festival, I'm with some friends that I met there, and they took me to this area where there's something called a mosh pit. Now, I've never heard of a mosh pit before. Maybe if I saw it, I kind of would know. And for those who don't know, and the friends who I was with explained to me before it happened, was he told me that the mosh pit is something that everyone just kind of makes a circle, then they just jump. And it's like they're jumping into the pit, and they're just jumping up and down, jumping all around. It's kind of timed with the music. And so as he got there, he's like, just don't worry, we're going to do it. We're going to get in the mosh pit. And then I learned, eventually, as it went on, I evolved and I learned how to start the mosh pit. And so we start jumping around the first time I'm doing it. And I'm like, this is amazing. Then the next day we come back, day number two, and we're doing it so much. And I realize that during this whole jumping around, stomping around, there's people who fall. And I kind of didn't think about it, but I just kind of reached down and helped a person up every time I saw them fall. But then as I started to realize by the end of day number two, day number three, that when somebody fell, I wasn't the only one helping them up. I realized there was just a bunch of hands that would go down and help people. And I asked my friend, and this was the beginning of day number three, and I asked him, so in the mosh pit, when someone falls, what happens? He's like, you just put your hands up and someone grabs you and helps you up. And I was like, that's amazing. I'm like, that's what I have been doing, actually. I've been helping people up. But when he explained that to me, that was the thing. I became the helper up of the people who fall in the mosh pit. So day number three, when the mosh pit started, I loved it because there is a guarantee that people are going to fall because everyone's jumping around. Imagine 20 people in a small room jumping up and down and pushing each other. And if you fall, you're going down. The strength of the mosh pit is greater than any individual in it, I've learned. And I just started helping people up all day number three. And the mosh pit became one of my favorite things to do. And day number four comes around. It's the last day. Now, let me remind you about this festival, or let me tell you about this festival. This festival takes place in the summer in Poland. And if you don't know what the summer in the north of Poland is like, let me explain. One word. Rain. It rains like crazy. And it doesn't start raining until the sun sets in Opener. So it's a beautiful festival. You arrive with the sun out and the sun is setting. It's beautiful. But then the night comes and it starts to rain. And everyone's been jumping in this field. And there's a bunch of different fields where concerts are taking place. But we're at the Red Bull part in the back. And as we're jumping up and down here, let me tell you, it's been muddy and rainy for 4 days. This is the fourth day. There's about 74,000 people here. And the ground is uneven. And it's day number four, and I'm still helping people up in the mosh pit. And on the very towards the end of it, before the big concert happens at the main stage, I think Swedish House Mafia was going to perform, so we didn't want to miss that. And as we're about to do this mosh pit in the back, I've been helping people up. I'm tired. We've been drinking. We've been laughing. It's been super fun. 100% out, full out fun. And we're about to do this mosh pit, and I start at the mosh pit, and we all get ready for the beat to drop. Where our arms are interlocked, like we're are locked around each other's heads, kind of like we're in a football huddle, American football, coming together. And then the beat drops, and we all take big leaps into there. And on this particular time, I try to jump as high as I can, which wasn't that high because at that time I stopped basketball, I was out of shape, and it's money, we've been drinking. And I take my leap, which is higher than everyone else still, and when I come down into a little hole that had been dug from people jumping, and I twist my ankle. When I tell you so bad, oh my goodness, I twisted it bad. And on the twist, being an athlete, if you ask most athletes, when you twist your ankle, you go down. Don't try to stand up on a twist ankle. You go down. And I fall. And when I tell you I fall, I fell bad and I fell hard. And even though I've fallen, the mosh pit had just started. There's about 60 people here. And I'm about to get trampled. And I remember it just like it was in slow motion. I twist my ankle, go down hard, and there's not enough space for me to put my hands to stand up because people are jumping all around. And I can't see because it's been raining. And I have this poncho on that's kind of covered my head up. And I'm wearing sunglasses because that's the cool thing. But I had one eye poked out of the sunglasses so I could actually see. And the lens was gone. And I remember just falling there like, oh my gosh, I'm about to get trampled. And if someone steps on my ankle, I'm going to scream. And all I remember is imagine being on the ground and just seeing people all around you. And I remember just putting my hands up, raising both my hands in the air, just hoping that someone would grab me, hoping that I could grab onto someone to help stand up. And I tell you not, and I'm getting goosebumps telling this story right now, and I almost got tears to my eyes when it happened. On my left hand, as my left hand went up, there must have been at least 7 hands that grabbed my left hand, and there must have been about 4 hands that grabbed my right hand. And as I'm being raised up and heavily raised up fast, there were 2 people behind me that were lifting me up from behind. And I remember they put me up and I was trying to shake the water out of my eyes and kind of look around at the people. And I kid you not, everyone was still just dancing. I was helped up by people who I didn't know. They didn't ask anything of me after. And it was such a blessing they helped me up. I didn't even know who to thank. And I say this story because sometimes you're going to go down. Sometimes you're going to feel things aren't going so great. And you just got to put your hands up. Because that's where the help is going to come from. Where is your help going to come from? It's not going to come from locking yourself in a room. It's going to come from other people. Regardless of how you look at it, whether it's other people's money, other people's help, other people's advice, it's going to come from other people. And as I put my hands up and all those people grabbed me and helped me up and then went back to dancing, just as I had done for the previous 3 nights, I was blown away that it actually worked. So with that being said, if you're in a tough situation right now, you're in a tough situation where you're struggling, put your hands up. Who's around that can help you? Who do you know? Better yet, put yourself in a position where you can be found for people to help you. Because I promise you, we are there for you. And if I can ever help you up, if I can ever help you, if I can ever give you a word of advice, just send me an email, lukelifecharms@gmail.com. I will reach back out to you instantly because you're not alone. It may feel like it, but you're not, I promise you. And this is Luke from Luke Life Charms, over and out.